Hello and welcome to a yoga nidra for emotional, mental, and physical release. And just begin to settle into your practice. Settle into a super cozy, supremely comfortable position for you here and now. Lying on your back, perhaps, the arms softening out long and wide beside you. Palms can be facing up, down, or inward. Allowing the shoulder blades to soften. The shoulders relax down. Release and unhinge your jaw to feel a softening through the entire face, a softening through the entire body. Maybe there's something under the head, the hands, the tail, underneath the knees. Grab your blanket, maybe you cover your eyes. Make sure the spine feels long and fully supported with that tucked chin, scooped pelvis. Legs are long and wide away from the midline. Toes flop and drop to the right and the left. Making sure there's no distraction here. So if there's any movement or fidgets or adjustments that you could make that you could tend to, now is the time, now is the space, and there is no rush or force or pressure here. Make sure the body feels symmetrical, supported, and soft. And let's continue to settle in here by taking a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in through your nose. Hold the breath at the top. Now exhale, release with a soft sigh. Let it go. Again, breathe in through the nose. Hold at the top. And through the mouth, sigh it out. Now, as you inhale through the nose, visualize how the breath navigates the inner architecture of the nasal passageway. The passageways, which are perfectly designed and structured in this rigid, bumpy formation that allows the breath to be warmed up and humidified before moving down into the lungs. So just focusing on this inhale process in through the nose, into the nasal passageway, the breath bounces and swirls and warms up before moving down into the lungs where the oxygen moves through the tiniest vessels to then meet and merge with and into the bloodstream. And there, in the bloodstream, it is exchanged for carbon dioxide, which then gets released on the exhale. A little science lesson for us here. So breathe here with intention, with knowledge, and with visualization. A few more rounds. Focus on that breath flowing through that inner architecture of the nasal passageways. It gets warmed up and humidified, then sent down into the lungs where it moves through the tiniest vessels to then meet and merge with the bloodstream. It gets exchanged for carbon dioxide, which then gets released on the exhale. So breathing here with intention and visualization, you do not have to remember every word or process here. Just feel and visualize, connect to this understanding of the breath. A few inhales and exhale. Gently let that go. Just allow that process of the breath to happen intuitively, innately. Allow that process to just happen, to unravel in its most natural and organic form. And on the next inhale, breathing into your lungs, bring your attention to the left side of your chest cavity. Here, notice a subtle pumping of the heart muscle. Feel this subtle beat, this energy, this warmth. And as you land here on the left side of the chest, notice how this energy, this warmth, begins to not only expand, but evolve now that you're shining the light of your awareness here. Dear one, it's in this space. It is in the warm, radiant heart space where we begin the practice of Yoga Nidra. Here in this life-giving organ at the center of your physical being lies not only your beating heart, not only your life force energy, but also your deepest and truest desires. So begin to notice, what is it that your deepest inner being desires? What is it that you wish for in the depth of your heart space? This is where and how you create your Sankalpa. The word Sankalpa means truth and vow. It's an honest intention or resolve that you wish for in this moment. And it's generally not something material, but something that can truly comfort, liberate, and heal your inner being. The Sankalpa is usually in the form of an I or I am statement that brings you something you truly desire and deserve for yourself. It is stated in the present positive tense because deep down, your body, your soul, already knows this intention to be valid, worthy, and true. Because you, dear sweet being, you are already worthy and whole. So gently bring in your I or I am statement to your heart, to your mind, to every oxygenated cell, as if you were speaking it into truth. Mentally repeat it 3 times now, full of feeling. Even I can feel that one. Beautiful Sankalpa. Now, could you gently, yet intentionally, draw your awareness, shine that light of your brilliant awareness to your mouth, simply feeling the mouth, the lips, the line or space between the lips, the teeth, the gums, the entire tongue from tip through to root, the insides of your cheeks, the roof of the mouth, the floor of the mouth, and any space inside of your mouth. Draw your awareness to the center of your chin, then expand out through the line of your jaw. Feel the insides of your ears just above the jaw, the outer architecture of the ears, the temples, the center of the forehead, the eyebrows, and the center point between the eyebrows. Shine the light of your awareness to your eyes, feeling first the eyeballs themselves, then branching out into the eye socket. Draw your awareness from eye sockets, through eyebrows, through forehead, hairline, to the top of your head. Feel the back of your head, the skull, then the back of the neck. Feeling a radiant sensation begin to build up on the right shoulder. Light of the awareness flows down the back of the right upper arm, past the outer right elbow point, the back of the forearm, back of right wrist, the back of your right hand. Feel the right thumb, pointer finger, middle finger, right ring finger, and pinky finger, feeling all five fingers together. Feel the back of the hand once again, then shine the light of your awareness through to then feel the palm of your hand, a radiant pulsing sensation, the light of your awareness in the palm of the right hand. Now feel the inside of the right wrist crease, up the front of the forearm, inside of right elbow crease, the inside of right upper arm, and the front of the right shoulder. From right shoulder joint, begin to feel the sensation again at the back of the neck. Awareness here, softening, releasing, unlocking at the back of the neck. Gently building that radiant sensation again, this time over towards the left side, feeling the back of the left shoulder. Now down the back of the left upper arm, past the left outer elbow point, back of left forearm, back of left wrist, to the back of your left hand. Feeling the left thumb, pointer finger, middle finger, ring finger, and left pinky finger. Feeling all five fingers together. Again, sensing the back of the left hand. Then feel the palm of your left hand, radiant, pulsing sensation. Now feel as it begins to move up past the inside of the left wrist crease, up the front of left forearm, past the inner left elbow crease, the inner left upper arm, to the front of the left shoulder, softening. Begin to feel sensation again, moving into the back of the neck, releasing, unlocking, and softening. Now pull the light of your awareness from back of the neck to the center of your throat, noticing the center of your throat. Feel this space radiate out in all directions, as if radiant beams of light are stemming from the center of the throat. Become aware of the collarbones, the front of the chest, down past the center of the chest, into the rib cage, to the lower floating ribs. Become aware of the belly, feeling the front, the back, and the two inner side walls of your abdomen. And could you also gently notice the expansion and release of the breath at the abdomen? And on the next expansion, feel that radiance, the light of your awareness, begin to move into the hips, feeling the pelvis cradling the inner organs. And begin to draw your awareness now over to the front of the right hip. And like a river flowing, that sensation, that warmth, begins to flow down the front of the right leg. Sensing the hip, the thigh, past the right kneecap, the shin, the ankle, and the top of the right foot. Feeling the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Feeling all five toes together. The top of the foot to the sole of the foot. Notice that the right sole of the foot is radiating energy away from the body. Notice the heel resting on the earth, the back of the ankle, the Achilles, the back of the calf, back of the knee, back of right thigh, and the back of the right hip. Now feel both hips solid and resting on the earth. Sense the entirety of your pelvis. Now feel the sensation begin to pour over the front of the left hip. Then it begins to pour down the front of the left thigh, past the kneecap, the length of the left shin, the ankle, and the top of the left foot. Feeling the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and left little toe. Feeling all five toes together, the top of the foot to the sole of the foot. Notice the energy radiating away from the body at the sole of left foot. Notice the heel resting on the earth, the back of the ankle, Achilles, the back of the left calf muscle, through back of the knee, back of thigh, and back of the left hip. Feeling both hips now solid and grounded, resting on the earth. Feel your entire pelvis now. From pelvis, feel the tip of your spine. Feel the lower back, middle back, upper back. Feel the back of the neck, the back of the head. Become aware of the whole backside of your body resting on the earth. Now become aware of the whole front side of your body, radiating energy like beams of light away from you, front of the body. Become aware of the right side of the body, all of the limbs and organs and cells and skin of the right side of the body. Then become aware of the left side of you, all your limbs and organs and cells and skin of the left side of the body. Become aware of the whole body now as one radiant being of light, awareness, and sensation. Feel you, one radiant being of sensation. Feel your whole body. Feel your whole body. Now draw your attention, the light of your awareness, back to your breath, breathing in and out through the nose. And on your next inhale, draw the breath up the right side of the body from toe to crown. Pause and shift your awareness to the left side, exhaling down the left side from crown to toe. Stay here, left side, inhale up, toe to crown. Pause, shift to the right as you exhale down, crown to right toe. Again, inhale up the right side, toes to crown, pause, then exhale down the left, crown to toes. Inhale, left toes up to left side of the crown, then exhale down the right. Breathing in this way, a few rounds of natural, organic, healing breath. Now release this breathing pattern and allow your body to settle into the most relaxed, released, and restored state, noticing your whole body once again, and feel your body become very heavy, heavy into the surface beneath you, weighted down into the earth, feeling that your body is so very heavy, as if weighted under 100 heavy sandbags. Whole body heavy. And then begin to feel that your body is very light, feeling as light as a feather, floating lightly through the air. Whole body completely weightless. And again, feel that your body is very heavy. So very heavy, weighted down into the ground. And then begin to feel your body becoming very light, lightly floating like a cloud. And again, back to the heaviness now. The lightness, heavy and light, heavy and light. Feel both heavy and light at the same time. Feel that both sensations, though opposite in nature, can be felt at the same time in the body. Letting go of any analyzing or resistance in your mind to let this happen, just feeling those two opposing sensations inside of your body, heavy and light. Release those sensations now and gradually become aware that your body feels very warm, feeling the warmth over your entire body as if you were resting on warm sand, the sun beating down on you, feeling that your body is so very warm. Now, begin to find a sensation of coolness in the body, feeling that your body is very cool, though resting on a cold floor or standing in a cool body of water. Feeling this coolness through the entire body. Then bring the sensation back to warmth in the body, feeling a deep warmth come over the whole body. Then back to feeling cool. Then warm. Then cool. Then warm. And cool. Until eventually you can feel you invite both sensations together, letting go of the mind's resistance, simply feeling these physical sensations at the same time, cool and warm, warm and cool. Now letting go of both of those sensations, and begin to find a feeling of abundance throughout the body. What does that feel like? Look like? Feeling abundant, full, and rich. Now finding a space of lack come over you, feeling empty and depleted through physical body and mind. Again, bring in a sensation and a knowing of abundance, feeling full, ample, and rich. And then again, noticing a sensation of lack, emptiness, and depletion in the physical, emotional, and spiritual body. Bring yourself back to the opposite feeling, abundant and full. Then once again, lack and emptiness. Feel abundance, then lack. Abundance, lack, until eventually you can feel both of these concepts and paired sensations throughout your being, feeling abundance and lack at the same time, feeling them both together. And then with love and gratitude, let go of all of these sensations. And as you do, feel your body release even deeper into rest, restoration, healing, and relaxing. Clear your body and mind from all these sensations that have come over and moved through your being. Rest and relax here. Now begin to imagine yourself resting on the soft grass, resting on the earth here, the whole body. Feel the sensations of the gentle blades of grass, the marshmallow-like texture of the earth, the soil below your body, supporting your body. Find yourself resting now in the most beautiful and lush field. The sky is blue overhead. The sun is radiant, kind, and warm. And maybe a few small clouds pass by, and you hear and feel the subtle brush of a warm breeze passing by. The air smells sweet and fresh from nearby wildflowers. The colors of nature all around you are vibrant and comforting. Your skin soothed by the warm sun and air all around you. Off in the distance, you can notice that a sweet song, a sweet melody is playing. You don't recognize the song, but you know it to sound uplifting and peaceful. Imagine yourself slowly getting up and walking over the wholesome earth towards the sound of the song, stepping lightly, moving gracefully. You navigate through the field of grass towards these soothing sounds. The song gets louder and louder as you near closer to a giant gazebo from where this music is playing. This gazebo is perfectly crafted out of light golden-colored wood, and the gazebo creates a protective space for you to move and dance freely. The space for you to move and dance innocently, intuitively, without any judgment, any resistance or expectation. You move here in this gazebo in any way that feels good for your body. Dance it out now, releasing tension, releasing expectations or judgment. Dance and move intuitively. Release emotions that have built up in the tissues of your physical body. A body that stores many emotions, many experiences over the years. But as you move here, you feel it all. Release and leave your body. Letting your body feel renewed and refreshed, free to express itself. Feel this movement. Feel yourself dance. What have you stored or suppressed that you are freeing yourself from now? What are you letting go of? Notice what comes up as you dance it out. Eventually, your body begins to tire from the release of all this movement. And you walk over to the corner of the gazebo where the music is playing. You gently turn off the sound. As the music stops, you simply listen carefully to all of the sounds of Mother Nature around you. A soft breeze, a bird singing gracefully, a babbling brook, the blades of grass caught in the breeze, and a hummingbird now fluttering by you. This hummingbird pauses mid-flight to gather your attention and then encourages you to follow it along a nearby path. So you do. You follow the hummingbird's quiet yet powerful buzzing presence off the gazebo and along a path. You walk the path until you find this hummingbird has led you to a soft bed of purple and golden flowers. The hummingbird first nestles into the flowers, and instinctively, you know this is a safe space for you to do the same. Very naturally, very effortlessly, you move your body down into a restful laying down position here amidst the golden and purple flowers, your hummingbird friend close by. You close your eyes. You close your eyes for the most beautiful, restorative, and deep healing rest, settling the body in deeper now as you sink just a little more into the support of your golden purple flower bed. The soft flowers creating the softest golden nest or cocoon. And it is here that you know you are safe. You are protected. And all is well in this space. You can let go of any physical, emotional, or spiritual strain. You can release and rest fully into a deep, deep slumber. And as you are resting here, bring your attention back to your Sankalpa. Truth vow. Encompassing your Sankalpa within your cocoon of rest here. Knowing it to be real and true. Repeating it as many times as you feel necessary as you rest here. And you can gradually bring your attention back to that breath now. Remember that process, humidifying through the nasal passageways, carried down to the lungs, a transmutation into the cells, a release of carbon dioxide. Deepen this breath. Feel it expand through the entire body, gently waking the body up from this deep restoration, this deep healing. Notice that you feel a little lighter, and taking a moment of gratitude to thank yourself for honoring this sacred rest today. Thank yourself for dancing it out, letting it all come up. Allow yourself as many moments as you need here to embrace this feeling of rejuvenation before you move on with the rest of your moment. Breathe here, feel here, as long as you need. With hands at my heart center, I bow to you. Our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend. Keep dancing.